Because it was all more like open planned, of course at night we'd lock all the doors, but people would walk through Ely Hospital to get over to Tralee Park. They'd cut through, yeah, to go home from the pub. We had a stalker one night. He knocked it up, he knocked the window, and I opened it and he, da-da. I said, I see enough of them in here. And I just shut the curtains. We had the fire alarm go off for training. Do you think they'd get out of the bed? No chance. There's no fire. Yeah, but we need, no, I'm not getting out of bed. So that was that. That was quite funny. They used to abscond, go on a bus and go into Canton because they were on a locked ward at one time. They'd go off, and another night we had a phone call off the police and I was on a female ward. We picked up a lady on Cowbridge Road with no clothes on. We wondered if she was yours. Completely naked, walking down Cowbridge Road. They could have just brought her into Ely, but they put her down in the infirmary because the infirmary was still open then. And they put a gown on her and they sent me down to go and pick her up because there was no gates. When my sons were starting to grow up, and every Thursday we'd go down to get our wages, and I took him in this one Thursday, and he says, Mum, what? This is hospital. Yes, darling, yeah. That man haven't got a plaster. But he knew that something wasn't right. You know, they'd come up and say, oh, hello. You know, I still see people in Canton, and they've got marvellous memories. But being there, it was their family. A lot of them didn't know anything else. And when the place shut down, the staff were told, you don't work with them. So when they got into a house and there were strangers, they had a field day. Oh, if I buy you sweets, you'll be good. And oh yeah, they had a field day when they came out, some of them. They really, you know, if I don't have what I want, I'll perform. But they have calmed down now, yes.